Let's give them something to talk about.
Geelong's very own drive show.
You wouldn't want that kind of thing in your mouth, would you?
Ugh. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat.
How crazy you guys sound.
Kirby and Josh.
K-Rock
955. Oh, it was a ripper show today.
It always is when we have spirit medium Lindy Gunston on the show.
Oh, wasn't she great?
She's so good.
Well, it's actually freaky when she... like, how specific can you need to go? Like, with the printer, and then it happened in the morning? Oh,
she just,
God.
She knows so much. Even off there, she said a name, and it turns out to be my boyfriend's name.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's like, I...
That was weird.
Never
and then,
mentioned it.
Oh, God.
Bloody
well,
hell.
She sort of predicted some good things for me, not so much for you, so I'm hoping that's the that comes true. We had her on, of course, Hot Seat returned.
Learned a lot about otters.
Same, but different. And the worst records in the world, the ones that you don't want to have.
Oh, yes.
Plenty for you to listen to, actually. It's a good show.
It's fun, upbeat.
Enjoy.
Abby and Josh's same.
Hello.
But different.
Same.
But different.
But still same.
He's back, and last time he left us a bit underwhelmed because we tied, didn't we, Herbie? And I know you weren't happy about the situation. I'm happy just to share the points with you.
I hate a tie, hate a draw.
It was the second draw that you guys have had in recent weeks. So
get us a bloody tiebreaker.
I've done the hard yards. I've got your tiebreaker this time around.
Thanks,
so hopefully
Ben.
We won't need to use it, but we've got it there in the can just if we need it.
Now, we'll just do a quick scissor, paper, rocks just to see who goes first.
Ready?
Scissor, paper, rock.
Scissor, paper, rock.
Yeah!
That could be my only win, but I'll take it.
Right, okay.
Go.
Herbie's going first, that means. And your first set of songs are these ones. Of course, we should say two songs by the same name, completely different songs by completely different artists. Tell me as much as you can to get your points.
Love
and
it.
Here we go.
Gosh.
What do we got there?
Cruel
is correct. Anything on the artist?
The first one, it's... I'm going to say Ashley Simpson.
No, Ashley Simpson. Anything on the second?
No, they're not coming to me.
No, going to buzz you out on that one as well. Josh, anything on the artist?
I'm going to go the Veronicas.
Veronicas, yes.
Oh, I knew it was something like that.
And then I've got no idea about the second.
The next one is Snake Hips and Zayn Malik from One Direction.
Oh, Zayn.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Devo.
Gosh, the Veronicas hurts. That hurts a lot.
Does it hurt after you smack your hand to the desk as well?
Yes.
One all.
That really annoys me anyway.
Josh's first set of songs. Here we go.
I can be your hero, baby.
It's Hero.
Hero, yes.
Well, like Chad Kroeger, but Nickelback.
Chad Kroeger it is. It's not Nickelback.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that one for the Spider-Man
soundtrack.
That's
right. It was a great one. Yeah. And then the first one, I've sort of forgotten who it was already now. Here, I could be. Is it Iglesias?
First name?
Enrique.
Go with your gut.
I don't know. Is it Enrico? I don't know.
I'm going to bust you out. You didn't quite
Enrique?
Get
that.
Enrique.
Oh,
That feels great.
That's 2-all.
Wow.
3-2, actually, because you got your 2 points
thank
there.
You. Excellent.
So
that feels good.
Herbie's next set of songs.
I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth.
What we got there, Herbie?
But if it's true...
Little things?
Little things, yes.
I want to say Niall... These little things...
Three.
Harry Styles.
Two.
I have One Direction.
Anything on the other artists?
I get them wrong all the time because it's either... I say all of them and I never get it right.
Three.
Simple Plan?
No.
Is it Good Charlotte?
Good Charlotte, yes.
And then I'm going to go One Direction.
One Direction, yes.
I don't think you can win.
No, I think Josh has got this one, but we'll give him his last set of songs anyway. Here we go.
And as our home starts fading away, things are never going to be the same. Just when hitting you, I know I'll never be the same. It's you,
I know.
The way that you move.
I'm taking it off because otherwise
it's Camila Cabello.
Never be the same.
I think he's the first one. Jess Malboy.
Yes, he swept it for a win. Well done. Don't give me that look. I didn't do it. He's dancing around.
Yep.
For anyone who's wondering.
Oh, they didn't need a tiebreaker for that one.
No. Good game. Right. Well done, Josh.
Until next week.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There is a beautiful story about a girl who lost her teddy. Now, her teddy's named Teddy.
Love that.
And
brilliant.
She went camping around a year ago to Hidden Lake Trail Glacier National Park, which is over in the States. And she was with her family. They went on the little hike. They were having a good time. And then it wasn't until they were driving home she realized, where's Teddy?
Yeah, where's
gone? Teddy? Now, she's 6 years old, and so you can understand that Teddy means
a lot to her.
A lot to her. And not just because it's her teddy, but it has a deep significance in her life because it was the first gift she received from her family after being adopted from Ethiopia.
Oh, beautiful.
And so...
Oh, it's a beautiful story.
Her family was heartbroken when they couldn't find Teddy, and they tried to retrace their steps, but they've gone, look, we were hiking, we were away.
Could be anywhere.
We're not going to find Teddy.
On the Hilux,
exactly. Could be anywhere. They contacted the park. No one had seen it. And then it wasn't until a year later that their family members were doing a similar hike, and they noticed that the ranger was driving around on his truck, and on his bull bar he had lots of soft toys. And they've gone, hang on, that looks like Teddy. And it was.
It was Teddy.
It was Teddy.
Oh, that's nice. So he picks him up, does he?
He picks up the toys. He likes to have a friendly vehicle to drive around so everyone feels welcomed. And the kids all get excited. They're like, oh, there's his, you know, the ranger's here. So she got reunited with her Teddy.
Oh, that's good.
Which is just such a beautiful story.
I love that. I really like that.
Of someone reuniting with something they lost.
Yeah.
Josh, I lost something.
Oh, I know that this was going to... Of course you did.
When I lose a lot of things.
I know.
I lose a lot of
You've
things.
You've lost seven phones, apparently.
Oh, all the time. I just lose things. And I recall I would have been, let's say, 13, 14, when digital cameras were the biggest thing.
Oh, they were
thing.
Huge, weren't they? Massive. And everyone had them around their wrist.
That
know?
Was so exciting.
Oh, some of them sucked.
I got one for my birthday and obviously excited, thought, you beauty, can take this to school, show it off and everything. And a few days later after receiving it, I remember
digital
going,
cameras.
Where have I put it? Where have I put my digital camera? And searched the whole place. And because I am known for losing things, Dad, I knew, would get so angry at me if I lost the camera. So I was looking everywhere going, he is going to yell. He's going to make...
He's going to be human.
He literally... I even then went to Mum and said, Mum, have you seen the camera? Because And she goes, no, I haven't seen it.
I can hear the lecture now coming from Dad.
I was like, oh my God, Dad is going to tell me off. He is going to tell me off. And so I pushed it out. I kept pretending that I was taking photos at school. Like, yeah, love it, Dad. It's so good. And I reckon it got to around 11 weeks after my birthday. And I finally thought, nah, put your big girl pants on and let's go tell your dad that you've lost the camera you got for your birthday.
Yeah.
Walk into his bedroom and go, Dad, I've got something to say. Before I say anything, he goes, come with me. Takes me into his wardrobe, pulls out his jock straw and goes, looking for this? He's like, don't leave it lying around.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Toby and Josh's
This week, Herbie, we're doing it on walking trails because earlier this week we were actually talking about how they're going to join Fairhaven to Skeens Creek.
That's right. An additional 90-kilometre pathway. I remember I was excited by this. The Great Ocean Road Coastal Trail and the Surf Coast Walk. They want to glue together,
combine.
It's a
long walk, isn't it?
Well, there was going to be six-day hikes. You could do a day hike or just a short one, which is great. I think this is so good for the region, but it wasn't happening until 2023.
Righto. So we're going to put you to the test on the world's tracks. You know, because you are a keen hiker.
Yeah, but I haven't done many of the world's hikes.
Yeah, but you've talked about walking. Do you walk every day?
Pounding the old pavement.
Yeah, I've got my 10,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's...
You betcha I have.
Head on over to the seat, the hot seat, we like to call it. Last week you scored $2,000.
That is
fictional,
so good.
Of course, I'll never give you that money. But let's kick it off with this one. What is the world's longest trail?
Longest, okay.
The world's longest.
Okay.
Is it
South America?
Great. That's a continent. Yeah.
I meant it.
The Great Trail in Canada, the Sentiero in Italy,
the Hokkaido in Japan or the Great Western Loop in the United States?
Okay, well, it's not South America. I am going to go with Canada.
You're going to go with Canada?
Yeah, lucky A, thanks,
Josh. Do
you want
to split that one?
Nope.
You sure?
I'm fine with A, thanks. Yes! Don't ever play those games with me!
27,000 kilometres.
Jeepers creepers.
That's a full day.
That's a big day.
Alrighty, let's go to the next one. This is Australia's longest walking track.
Okay.
Is it A, the Hasten Trail?
Where is that?
B, the Bibble Mum Track. D, or C rather, the Bicentennial National Trail. D, the Munda Biddy Trail.
Okay. I'm going to go with D just because you said it the best.
I'll practice it. You know what? Like... I can't believe it.
You're wrong.
Oh, Josh. It wasn't B, was it?
No, it was C, the Bicentennial National Trail at 5.3 kilometres.
I wrote that off straight away as soon as you said it. Yeah.
Good connect with me. Good connect. We've had Lindy Gunston in. She's all about reading.
She connects.
Okay, final question. What is the average walk to the top of Mount Everest from base camp?
Average walk from base camp.
So this is just the shortest trail?
I actually saw this week that they are trying to stop people hiking Everest.
Makes sense. Few people
die.
Yeah. A, 4.4 kilometres. B, 6.1 kilometres. C, 7.7 kilometres. D, 9.8 kilometres.
9.8. And this is from base camp to the tip.
That's right. I typed in the most common trail.
Okay.
So this is the average that they gave me.
It wouldn't be four because I would think that...
It's a bit too short.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit short.
Same.
I would like my 50-50.
It's 4.4 or 6.1, A or B?
Now that you said this stupid same three times, I am going to go with A, thanks.
You're wrong.
Oh, God!
6.1 kilometres is the average.
Driving you home from 3pm, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, there's nothing worse. If you've played sports before, you'll know that when you get belted, it's not a fun time to be out there.
No, but it is a life lesson.
It is, you're right, it does. And it happens. It happens to everyone.
Man, it makes that a long game, doesn't it?
Oh,
jeepers creepers.
It just goes forever.
It honestly turns laughable by the last part. You go, well... It's nearly over, guys. So let's just have fun. Smile.
Different if you're a professional, and for these professionals, they'll be hanging their heads in shame because it's Michael Jordan's team that he owns, the Charlotte Hornets over there in the NBA. Have just set the record for the biggest loss, tied the record in history. So it starts next week. So this is still a pre-match game.
Okay.
It's still like they're building
but
to the
still,
season.
But still, you want to be good in your pre-match.
That's right. Well, it's like it's
you
one
want
week
to be
away.
Threatened.
That's
you know?
Right.
We're going to be good.
So they lost today. By 68 points in basketball. At one point, they were down 72. So these are professional athletes going
far
against
out.
Dallas. Who are, like, they're probably going to, Dallas is going to be a pretty good team. Charlotte's never really any good.
68 points.
68 points is a lot. That's a lot.
Like, that's normally the points you get in a game.
Yeah, literally, they didn't even get there. They didn't even score that amount.
That is so bad.
But I've had a look at some of the worst records in history. And you know, you've written, like, everyone wants to have a record. You don't want to be in the worst records, do you? The most embarrassing sort of records. First one that caught my attention was the fastest knockout in history in boxing.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Do you know what? Now that I'm thinking it's silly, that maybe he tripped walking into the ring and knocked himself out.
No, he did get into the ring. He was knocked out in 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
Bang.
By the time
one.
I put my elbow back and boom.
That's it. Done. They've literally tapped gloves.
Boom.
Thrown. Done.
He wasn't ready for it. That's it. Always be ready. Defense.
Lowest score in AFL history. Are you familiar with this one?
I think you're going to say because it's St Kilda, isn't it?
It's AFL, VFL history. It's Geelong were the winners. With 162 points at Cario Oval back in round 17, 1899 against St Kilda, 1 point. Not a lot's changed.
Jeepers, 1 point, one flag. That's our motto.
Most career losses in boxing, a record 276 losses.
Do you give up?
Oh, I hope so.
Like, far out. You gave up after your one win. Like, you knew to go out
that's
there.
That's right.
Was he searching for his one?
One to know. That's right. Well, he fought 363 times, so he still did have a lot of wins, but...
It's a lot of locks.
Plus, minus. So this is where they do this in American sports, and they, like, count. So what are you contributing to the team while you're on and while you're off? So, like, when you score. So this is in NHL, and this is probably the most embarrassing one I've saw. So his plus minus score was minus 260. So essentially when he was on the ice, teams scored 260 more times than they scored, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So at what point do they say, hey, mate, just come off the ice. We'll play a man down.
Because it's better off for
you're
us.
Really not, you're really not helping us out.
Driving home from 3pm, Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
You and I were both left speechless.
Oh, weren't we?
Jaw dropped to the ground today after watching a video of something that happened over at a zoo in China. Now, it's at the otter enclosure, and the otter comes out. He's a four-year-old otter named Yu Tao.
Oh, right.
And he's doing his little performance with his zookeeper.
Oh,
and
cool.
So all the spectators looking around, they're excited, and they're filming, you know, 2021.
Why not? And you want to see something cool?
Gotta
you want to share it later on?
That's it.
Absolutely.
Now, because they're filming, this one person that's watching, he's got his phone, and then all of a sudden, he accidentally drops his phone into the enclosure, which is a bit of water
and some
rocks. But it's still filming, because phones these days, waterproof.
That's right. They are too, aren't they?
It's seriously bonkers. So then the next thing you see, it's getting moved around. There's water going over it. You hear a bit of... And then... All of a sudden, the zookeeper moves the otter out of the way and gets given the phone. The otter has collected the phone.
It's actually, I didn't realize that otters were like that.
They're so smart.
So he's recognized, hey, there's a phone dropped. I'm going to go get that out of the water. Bang,
yeah,
yours.
Doesn't belong there. And they are
That's
bloody
so
little
good.
Smart
And things. Then everyone claps too, which
exactly.
I love.
Exactly. Love that. It's like, was that staged? Who cares if it was? They are so smart. Yeah. They know how to play basketball. They know how to stack cups. They also know how to use rocks to open clams.
Oh, wow.
This is bonkers. As well as that, there's an otter at Seattle Aquarium who even knows how to use an inhaler.
How?
I don't know.
With what hands?
And then the smartest and probably most importantly thing of all, they've mastered vending machines.
Oh, I didn't realise otters were that clever.
No.
You know, to me, otters are just a cute thing that you
exactly.
see, like, cleaning themselves, floating upside down the river.
They are high on the list of animals I'd love as a pet.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I feel like they'd be a bit of trouble, but...
Yeah. But I did look into some smart animals because I was shocked by the otter, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Now, we know that orangutan, they're smart. They're just like humans with a bit more hair. So they are the smartest animal, according to Business Insider. But I want to talk about number two and three.
All right.
So number two, dolphins.
Dolphins.
They are smart. Their brains are similar size to humans, and so it means they're quite smart. They also have a sense of social identity, so they can see them, recognise themselves in front of a mirror.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it, when they can do that? Do they get kicked out of groups too?
They do.
Yeah.
Because they also not only know who they are, but they also have a sense of who they are.
They're like clicky.
What they are and in their groups. It's like you and I don't even know what we're doing.
No, that's crazy, isn't it?
But
it's incredible how smart they are, and then we just put them
and
in.
And then we're just a couple of Joe Blows trying to get through life, you know? Mm. The smartest, though, I think, for me, and apart from the otter, elephants. They are crazy. They have empathy because they have funerals for each other.
I know, isn't that? And then they go back to the sites.
It's so sad. They also use tools to medicate themselves.
What do you mean?
Eat leaves of certain plants to cure illness, and even to induce labour. They know the different plants.
You're kidding me.
Josh, I am not having you on here. They are so smart. And in one experiment, two elephants had to drag ropes attached to this massive big cement thing to pull them together. And they managed to do it. It was not possible without the other one doing it. And then you look at you and me.
And we can't even...
do a radio show.
We're struggling with that, Kirby and Josh. Okay, right?
Driving home from 3pm, Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or...
Nah, yeah.
Alrighty, Herbie, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. It could be stuff in the news around the office. Just want to see whether you say yeah, nah for no or nah, yeah for yes.
Okay.
Alrighty, let's kick it off with this one, Squid Games.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Gosh, it's good. It's so good. And because it's one of those things where everyone's talking about it and you go, like if you're stubborn like myself, you go, oh, I'm not going to watch it. It's not that great. Yeah. It's like Game of Thrones, mate. It's not that great. Then you watch it. I know why they're talking about it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's just broken the record for most streamed show. Like
it was so good.
But over 11 million people.
That last episode, as soon as I walked
what a
in
twist.
Here, did I... We said the same three things.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. No hello either. You just jumped straight into it, didn't you? There's also people are freaking out because there's a random road sign overseas at the moment. It's got this star and the triangle.
Triangle, square,
the
circle.
Yeah, incredible.
Love that.
Soft serves.
Nah, yeah.
I am a sucker for a soft serve. And when did they get so expensive?
I don't know, I haven't had one for a while,
used
but
to
I regret
be
it.
Your 50-cent cone. You have to
Well, it used
get...
to be 30 cents. Those are the
that's
days.
That's when we were talking. Now, like, don't hold me to it, but I think it's above 70. I've had one which was 90 cents once, and I just think, what is going on there?
Yeah, what's happening with the world?
Like, well, I can't get a flake with that.
One of the disappointing things is when you go and it's down. You know, for some reason I want a sundae and I want it today.
I want it now, and of course I can't.
No, so there's a new app called McBroken. It's in Australia now.
Stop it.
I knew there was one overseas, but it says whether the frozen Coke machine or the soft serve machine, the ice cream machine is working.
Genius.
It's so good.
That is so...
So good.
Oh, why didn't we think of that?
Well, what are we going to do?
We'll sell it to them.
We barely can turn the computer on here. We're going to make an app, are we?
Yeah.
Jeez. Love when everyone throws an idea around.
Yeah.
Cheap flights.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I love a cheap flight. Who doesn't? Just yesterday, I was on the bus back to my car after the show talking with the bus driver saying how we're excited for travel again. But does that mean we're going to have expensive flights overseas? I'm nervous.
So you would have seen that Bonza airline it's an overseas company. I think it's a US company. They're coming to Australia. Basically, they'll be replacing Tiger as the cheaper option.
I see.
And there was talk about it yesterday. I remember Avalon Airport might take on Bonza, provided they provide the flight path. And Justin Giddings was like, yeah, that's awesome. But you know the thing is with that is that I love how people always complain about the cheap flight. Obviously, it's budget for a reason.
Yeah.
There's less staff on, you know, there's less people involved. You know, everyone's sort of doing everything and you're like expecting first class service.
It's like, that is so true. It's like, don't complain.
That's right. You've got the cheap seats for a reason. That's why they're cheap.
Suck it up.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We are joined by Lindy Gunston, Spirit Medium. You can find her on Facebook or she is now writing for Fierce Truths online publication.
And Izzy, you've gotten through. We've got Lindy Gunston with us now. What's your question for her?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I suppose my one question is my grandma who's passed watching and is she proud of me?
All right, my lovely. Let's have a look and see if I can get a link with your beautiful grandma. She's making me feel as if she had some neurological issues that took her to the spirit world or contributed to her passing. I'm feeling either something like, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, it's something neurological, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
It does. Okay. Grandma is really proud of you, darling, because she knows that you've had to make some really big decisions recently. She talks about how you've recently taken her ring out of a jewellery box or you've thought about a ring. You've definitely connected with a ring and it's got three stones on it. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that when I'm looking at this ring, there's one of the stones she's showing me is quite loose. Do you know this?
Yes.
Okay. She talks about getting that glued in. I know. She talks about being gluing it in, otherwise you're going to lose it. Okay?
Okay.
You must be a cat lady, yeah?
I do have a cat, yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing the cat near the ring for whatever reason. I don't know why. It's so strange, but that's just the... thought that comes in. Now, this is going to sound utterly random, but this is the story of my life. I'm looking at a coffee machine that's coffee pods, you know. Okay, but she's talking about sustainable coffee pods. So have you made the switch to sustainable coffee pods recently?
No, but she probably would want me to.
Yes, because she's very much for the environment, your grandma. And she says that's unnecessary shit in our ocean, so take care of it. I think she was a little bit straight talking, yeah, your grandma, because it's not me.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Bless her.
So I'm very much so like her. So
and she says don't ever change. Don't ever change, you know, because that's how, you know, that's just you and that's how you live your life and don't ever change for anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
there's
the name Annie around you. Does this connect in, please?
Yes.
Who's Annie?
She is our she's our great friend, and she's just been asked to be our celebrant for our wedding.
That's beautiful. Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, wow.
There's another. There's a little dog coming in. There's like a little Maltese small dog.
My dog.
Your
she
dog.
Passed away.
Oh,
yeah.
Bless you, darling. She's a she, yeah? Little female dog. Yeah, beautiful little hound. She was older when she passed, wasn't she? And I sensed that she had some issues. Sorry, what was that?
I FaceTimed her before she got before she left.
Oh, bless you, darling. Because she's showing me she's in round two because our dogs go over and our animals go over as well. So she comes in there next to Grandma. Please just take her love. You know, enjoy the rest of your day, darling. Take all the love from your grandma and thank you for being awesome and keep moving forward in this world.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
All right, Izzy.
Thanks, Izzy.
So glad. Bye.
So much. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. We are joined by Lindy Gunston. Now, we've got time for one more question, I reckon. 52232955 if you'd like a reading from Lindy Gunston. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955, joined by spirit medium Lindy Gunston. You can find her on Facebook, Lindy Gunston Spirit Medium.
Lindy, this is Carmelina. Carmelina, ask Lindy your question when you're ready.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Can I help you today and how can I connect for you?
I just wanted to know just about my dad, just wanting to know wherever he is, you know, because he did leave us so unexpectedly.
Okay, my lovely. Let me tune into that for you before you give me too much information because I would love to get a connection with your dad and see what messages he has for you. So as I'm tuning into your dad, I do feel towards the end of his life, there might have been a little bit of distance or space where you couldn't get to him in time. And so there's a feeling of things being left unsaid with your father. Does this make sense to you, please, Carmelina?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, bless you, darling. Big loves for you. Look, as he connects in, I know there's an important date around you or around your dad that's very significant. I feel like it's within 2 days. So I don't know if you're having a birthday or your dad's having a birthday.
No, it's his anniversary today.
It's his anniversary today.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you, darling. So just understand that Dad is definitely coming through for you. He's also showing me that you have a habit of chewing on pens and the back of pens. And if I look... And if I look at, you know, at your pens, you've got a jar of pens in the kitchen and they chew to hell and gone.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a little nervous thing. It's better than you biting your nails because your dad remembers you biting your nails when you were a kid and it's something you grew out of as you grew older. Do you understand that?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And so Dad understands, you know, that anxiety can sometimes get the better of you, but he talks about really going within and, you know, really just starting to love yourself, warts and all, and don't give a flying beep what people think of you because that's not important, okay? You know, that he's around. He's also now showing me an image of you getting the shits with a printer. Do you understand this? Like you've cracked it with a printer.
I did this morning.
Yes.
Sorry.
But look, he just wants to say, look, he sees you, he's with you. Please don't doubt it, you know. He can't get it through to you anymore that he's around. And he says, it's not, I'm not gone. I'm just in a different dimension, as wanky as that sounds. Now, your dad, I'm just going to have to wrap up this reading because he just won't go. And I would like to read for others too.
That's what he's like when he was here. He would just ramble on.
Okay. That absolutely makes sense. Look, he's an absolute gem, your dad, and he's talking about a special crystal that's coming your way. Now, I'm not fluffy with crystals and chakras and unicorns. Well, I like unicorns, but I'm not particularly... you know, drawn to crystals. I think they're pretty. But Dad's talking about a very special purple stone that's coming your way, and it's very rough and unpolished. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, my daughter's got one, actually.
Okay, so that's Dad's way.
Crystal.
Bless you, darling. Bless your heart. And look, that's Dad's way of recognising your daughter, too. So that's how I link that crystal in. And so my interpretation was, you know, that perhaps that's coming, but it's already there. And so when you said that, I understand what Dad is trying to say, and he's trying to connect in with your daughter. All right, darling, you take care, and thank you so much for calling in and understanding that connection with your beautiful father.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure, darling. Take care.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Carmelina. Thanks, Carmelina. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Well, Lindy, once again, I'll tell you what. It's blown away.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Thank you.
No worries. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.